We're heading towards Shavuos. We have to appreciate all the 49 days of Sfiras Omer are a hachana. Supposed to be a hachana. According to the Shittas HaRambam, Sfiras Omer b'smanes es d'oraisa. Other Rishonim, some learn this way also. Other Rishonim learn it's Rabbonon, because we don't have the Korban Omer. And Yom HaViyachem is Omer Atnufa, according to some Rishonim, means Kipshutoi, from Yom HaVoas Omer. Midach Gisa, according to the Rambam, Yom HaViyachem is Omer Atnufa, doesn't mean Bedavke, when you brought the Omer, but it's the day that you're supposed to bring the Omer. The day that's Mechuyiv in HaVoas Omer. Famous Chinuch, he explains the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, which fits so much better with the Malach of the Rambam. The Yesod, the mitzvah of Chinuch, the Yesod of Sfiras Omer is every year, every Jew has to prepare himself for Shavuos. Part of the preparation is having a countdown. Where are we holding in the 49 days? We look forward to Shavuos. We're waiting for Shavuos. We count toward Shavuos. Famous Lashon of the Chinuch, like an Eved, who's supposed to go out L'chofshi. He's supposed to go back home, out of Siberia. And he has a certain date when he's going to be let out free. And he counts the days till that day. So to a Jew, every year has to anticipate. He's getting to Shavuos, be excited, getting to Shavuos, and await is coming to Shavuos, and he has to make a count towards Shavuos to create within himself an attitude, an excitement, appreciation. Aderech Drush, according to this Malach, why is the Pasuk Bechal mentioned the Korban Omer? What's the Nakuda? Tizkuru Chamishim Yoim. And the Pasuk should say, why does the Pasuk Bechal emphasize that it's from the day of the Havah of the Omer? The Rechaim HaKodesh, famous Rechaim HaKodesh, explains a very basic idea. The Korban Omer is a Korban of Soirim. The Korban Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is a Korban of Shtei Alechem made out of Kemach Soilis of Chitim. Soirim is Meichel, which is Oymed Lebehema. Stam Meichel, Stam Soirim are Oymed Lebehema. Meichel Chitim, Meichel Odo. The Korban Shtei Alechem is the only Korban is brought in the form of a lechem. Chometz. It's the only korban we have chometz. There's a lav. There's a lav. Kol soir v'chol dvash li'saktir men yishe la'ashem. It's also to be mechametz mincha. It's also to be makriv. There's a lav d'oraisa, being makriv. Any mincha that had a chimutz or had a mashu of dvash. Gzeres HaKosuv, Shavuos, you bring the Shtei Alechem, which is Lechem. Michael, Choshev. Zokter Rechaim HaKodesh. The Torah is teaching us that every year a person has to go through a process of working on himself, changing himself from a status of Yitzias Mitzrayim, status of Michael Behemah, to uplift oneself. We have to uplift ourselves till we get to Shavuos. Ro. V'isim nizgula mikol ha'amin. Maichal odom. Shtei alechem. Special chashivus. It's a process. So when the Torah describes the mitzvah of counting towards the Yom HaGadol of Shavuos, it's a derech drush to appreciate miyem aviachem esoim ratznufa, that is merames on one level, that we have to reach a whole different level. Tizpuru chamishim yoim, by the yoim hachamishim. We lay in Pashas B'chukosai, Mi'ikar Dina the Gemara before Shavuos. And has to be somoch to Shavuos. Just like we lay in Pashas Kisovai, the Toichecha of Mishneh Torah of Sefer Dvarim before Rosh Hashanah. We don't go to Rosh Hashanah straight from Kisovai, we'll make a hefsik of Parshas Nitzavim. And so too, we always make a hefsik of Parshas Bamidbar in between, not to go straight from the Toichecha, from Parshas B'chukosai into Shavuos. But it's supposed to be some. That's why in Chutz Laretz, they weren't rushing to catch up with Eretz Yisrael. They could have done it in Bahar. They could have done it in Achrimas Kedoshim. They're still hanging on with this Parsha Bamidbar that they're going to be B'chukosai. Why? Because Be'etzem, what we have this year is a B'di'evet. It's not the L'chatchile is B'chukosai should be the closer to Shavuos. It's a preparation for Shavuos. We have to have a Hefzik Bamidbar, but they'll also have a Hefzik Bamidbar. They'll have it within one Shabbos. Aber B'chukosai is always supposed to be laying before Shavuos, just like Kisovi before Rosh Hashanah. Favos. B'chukosai teaches a very yesodistic idea, just like Kisovi teaches a very basic idea. Yiddishkeit, Kabbalas Ol Torah of Shavuos, and Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim of Rosh Hashanah is crucial. Human life was created to be a much greater uplifted life than the Bahamias, the Goyish lifestyle out there. Yom HaShishi, the world was created with a much greater musogim of spirituality that the world b'chla was able to appreciate. In its first 2,400 years, the whole Bria was waiting for the Yom HaShishi, when Torah would be given to Klal Yisrael. The world doesn't have a purpose unless we could reach the Madrega of a Yom HaShishi, of Matan Torah. What does the Toichecha teach us? Life devoid from Kedusha isn't a life worth living. And there's no mahalach of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow it to continue unless Klal Yisrael is striving to reach and to get to the uplifted life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdo yagodl granted humanity with so much more chesed than the chayis oifis behemis. Chovev Adam Shenivra Betzelem, Chibe Yisrael and Asloi, that he was taught that he was created with a Tzelem Elokim. A person has the capability of achieving very, very high spiritual madregis, which benefits a person tremendously. If a person, if Klal Yisrael as a nation won't strive to reach it, and people as Yechidim, who put together the Klal, don't live an uplifted lifestyle and they're not trying to become more Ruchni, there's no purpose in life. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create life just for the mundane chesed. Well, the world is beautiful. The world has so much more to offer humanity. But there's so much more. The creation wasn't created for the Gashmi Yizdika life, the Gashmi Yizdika purpose of human life without the spiritual dimension of the Torah. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much greater. The maton of life is so much more. It has to be appreciated. And the Toichicha tells us and teaches us this yisod. When we come to Kabbalas, Al Torah and Shavuos, and we prepare ourselves for Shavuos, it has to be with recognition there's a much higher purpose. Person has to uplift himself. Person has to strive and have a hishtoikikus to get to that life. To an Odom. To a Shavuos. To appreciate his Tzelem Elokim, to appreciate the Maton of the Torah. The person has to realize it's crucial. It's either do or die. Sfiras HaOmer is a tkufa of hachana, and there's greater demands on Klal Yisrael during this tkufa. When Ms. Abel on Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, there's a deep lesson that we have to internalize. It's very interesting. We find something very unique. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were punished between being Pesach La'atzeres. Why B'davka in this Kufa? In Jewish history, Bechlau, between Pesach and Atzeres, has always been a Zman of Kitrug. It seemingly Midas Adin, more, much Midas Adin during this Tzkufa, throughout Jewish history, has been much. Our history, it wasn't only Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We don't. Shabbos Mevorchim. This week we're going to say Avarachamin. Even though it's Shabbos Mevorchim. Why? Because back in the old Takon of Avarachamin, the Iker Shabbos, when they said Avarachamin, was between Pesach and Shavuos. Later, we took on, we say Avarachamin the whole year besides Shabbos Mevorchim. This week we're going to say Avarachamin. Why? Because in times of Crusaders, this was a tkufa when there was an extra zgabrus of seemingly a midas adin. And it's been that way throughout the Jewish history. Be it 1648, 1649, be it 1944. The tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos has been a much greater midas adin than any other tkufa. Why is that so? Someone showed me there's a Zohar in Parshas Achrei Mois. And the Pasuk Vanis Filosi L'cho Eis Rotzoi, that the Zohar says that there's different Zmanim. There's certain Chodoshim, which are Chodoshim of Rachamim, and there's certain Chodoshim, which are Chodoshim of Din. The person was showing me this, just now, Parshas Achrei Mois. I was looking, I saw, what did he show? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan is Rachamim. Tammuz, Av is Din. I jerked myself. Wait. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Check it yourself. Zohar Achremes is Rachamim. just a second. I mean, ever since I'm young, I always know this tkuf is considered a midas hadin. Rachamim. It's a tkuf of preparation. And in the tkuf of preparation, a Kodesh Baruch Hu prods us, shows us, there's something so much greater waiting for you. You can't be fighting with issues of ben odom lachavera and not proper. The kitrug of, because there's something so much more. We have to prepare ourselves for shvuas. Klal Yisrael on a national level, which Klal Yisrael is put together from all of us as yichidim. We have to live a much greater uplifted life. And when we don't, Kodesh Baruch Hu Nizrachamim prods us ahead. I'm not. It's just an interesting realization that I realized. I'll be the Zohar. I don't have a full Malach in it exactly to explain to you yet. Every Midas HaDin is also coming from Rachamim on some level. Just no effect. In Zohar Parshat Achim Mishteh, it's not even Yimei Din. What we do find in the history, it's a tkufa when there's a lehedya, a kitchrug, and there's a tvi on Klal Yisrael, and that's why we're misabel and it's yomim of avelus, in order to remember there was a tain on Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and there's a tain, and we're supposed to take that, internalize that lesson. And it's lehedya connected between Pesach and Shavuos. And it has nothing to do with the minig, 33 days beginning from Yisru Chag, or beginning from Rosh Chodesh, whether you shave ahin or you get married aher. The Lashon of the Gemara, Taka was 33 days, but the Gemara doesn't refer to it that it was 33 days. It was Taka, we know it was 33 days. But the Gemara emphasized it was the 33 days between Pesach and Atzeres. Dahainu, the Ma'oirer of the Tviya, and the Petira happened, being the fact that it was Yomim of Hachona for Kabbalah Satorah, and it was a greater Taina. Ben Adam Lachavera, is the olive base of one uplifting oneself and becoming a benter, becoming worthy of Kabbalah Sater, being Mekabal the Ter. Shavuos is a yomtiv, the happiest yomtiv, the yomtiv that's mechayev simcha more than any other Yom Tov. I shouldn't say, I mean, it's different. I mean, Sukkot has its own Simcha, which is unique Simcha Yisera, Mikdosh. Aber, the Lochem, and the this is the extra, the Gemara tells us, of the excitement that a Jew has to awaken within himself, the happiness, and Shavuos. When Mekabel the Torah, and it has to come from realization, with a tremendous tshuka and ishtoikikus to live an uplifted life. And that's what the Yom Tov, the celebration of Shavuos, has to be. We're celebrating that we're not the Kama Yosef Yike Bashuka. That we don't look like the mundane goy who didn't get the Torah. We're lucky. We're grateful. And we want to hold on to that Torah. And we appreciate the Torah. We appreciate the Kedusha. We appreciate Veikus. We appreciate closeness to Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to His Torah. That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And we show the love and we show the appreciation through Hachana and through Shleish Simi Akbal and through staying up all night in Shavuos. We show how much we love the Torah, we want the Torah, we teach it to ourselves, the Chedva and the tremendous Simcha. And that's we celebrate the Yom Tov as a Yom Tov. And there's a tremendous yisod that we have to learn from Klal Yisrael back by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, and we have to take that lesson for ourselves today. And it's a tremendous yisod. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Reb Zeira was fatifed in a sugya. He was a orangutan in a festa sugya. if it's going to take the sugya of Rabbon and Rabbi Yossi on Seicha Poi Vishil Lacher Haki Bichaya 4 or 5 Poros Mon Shabbos he was fatifed in a sugya and he was sitting on his fingers that were underneath him and he was kvetching them and he was bleeding and he was so enjoying the sugya, he was so fatifed he didn't notice his fingers were dripping blood. And there was a min, which only means a stupid Christian, who taunted him. One pe chesam alf. Sorry, it wasn't Rav Zeir. My mistake. It was Rav. There's enough geshmak and sugars that Rav was hungry. So he tells him, "Ama pezizo, the kadmisa pumaychul od naychu." You're an ama pezizo that you say things quickly without being rational. Bereishi boi lechu l'shmaya imatzisu kablisu v'iloi loy kablisu. Says you're a non-rational nation and you're still acting in an non-rational way. You see what's happening to your fingers, he tells him. He says, you weren't rational back at Matan Torah. You should have first inquired, what's the Torah all about? See whether it's good for you. Is it not good for you? Whether you're able to deal with it or you aren't able to deal with it. If you're able to deal with it, accept it. Gesundheit. But you have such a Torah that's so hard to keep. How stupid was it on your part that you accepted it? Omar Lei tells him, Anon, the Sagiran Bishle Musa, we who go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with pure trusting hearts, Ksivbon, the Pasuk says, Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. The purity of Yeshorim leads them to the right path. Inshi, the Sagin Bali Lusa, those who are wicked, and they are crooked. And they come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu non-trustingly. The Pasuk says about them, the second half of that Pasuk in Mishle Yud Aleph, the Selef Bogdim Yishadeh. The Selef of the Bogdim. The crooked ways of the Bogdim Yishadeh. Because of them to be thrown out forever. To get lost. Voshteto. Zok Rashi. His halachnu imay betoim leiv, kederach ha'isim me'yahava. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a purity of heart, like those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. V'samachnu olav shelo yat'enu yitanenu, he won't load us up, bedova shalunu chal lamoit be, something that will be too much for us to be able to hold on to. Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Pasuk of Zeus HaBrocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Paran, Asamir Vez Kodesh. He went to all the nations of the world. And every nation asked him, Maksivbo. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? It's a very interesting Gemara. He told each nation, he gave them exactly the tzivui, which seemingly was the hardest for them to be Mekayim. For those who Leisinaf was hard for them, seemingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it says Leisinaf. Terrible. We can't cope. For those who murder was the Aleph base of their life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Shtei Leisirtzach. Leisirtzach, we can't accept. Why do you tell each nation exactly the pintele that's hard for them? Selef Bogdim Yishadim. Because they asked. Klai Yisrael didn't ask. They said, Nasa v'nishma, Tumas Yishorim Tanchem. Voshteito. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being accord with his koiches nefesh that he needs that will bring him to his best. And we trust our Creator just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the owl and the eagle. The most super extreme power of sight that they need for their sustenance, for their livelihood. An eagle can be 3 miles in the height and it can spot a dead rabbit 3 miles away. Every creature was given all of the full kelim that it needs for that which will give it its chiyus. The crows, you see them out flying? See the beaks that they have? You ever saw them take out of the garbage a hard bone? Pak, pak, boom. The bone cracks like nothing. Boom. Have the beak, have the dos. See these little pigeons? Every nivra has all of the kelim it needs. The keiches nefesh of humanity, the keiches aguf of humanity are given exactly. Because Shmuel doesn't load us with a load that's not good for us, it's more than we can take. Give us all the koiches adarab. The whole Bria was created. The whole Bria works in harmony. Stupid person thinks, acham nish dekoyach, hos nish dekoyach. Because Shmuel gave you, you're created with all the koiches you need for survival and for not just survival, to have full shleimus. Kaisa want betmimus, betoim leiv. Shmuel won't give them that which they can. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo'isinaf Lo'isirtzach, obviously he gives us all the kelim that we have in order to direct our emotions, our yitzorim, exactly for the reasons and what they were created for, and me'idach kisa to totally control it, not to be nechshar chas v'sholom el chayt. We have it all we need. Torah eitz chayim. And the Torah has so much how to uplift and to change a person and to give him so much good. We have it all in us. And that's the yisod of anase v'nishma. A trust in our Creator, a oisim miyahava. Every Jew, when he prepares himself for Shavuos, has to have this attitude. And just like back then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tumas Yishon Tanchim, Selav Bergdim Yeshadim, it's a pasuk, which applies to every single individual as well. A person who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he trusts in his Torah, trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, that the Torah is sweet and the Torah is the best. And you live according to the Mahalach HaChayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Manoim Ger Aleinu, Mayofa Yerushasenu. Ashreinu. And Me'idach Gisa, if you don't have that attitude, could I be a full-fledged Jew? Is it worth it being an Erlich Jew in Gansim? Is Torah good? Is the lifestyle of a ben Torah, of a Eved Hashem, is it good for him? Or maybe a goyish life is a bit might be a bit better, or maybe there's somehow I could be up some odak somewhere in between. I could also try to be still, you know, do the minimum, but you know, and not and still be a goyish life, but still be, you know, within the boundaries of halacha. I can do anything wrong. There's the way of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the best way to live. Do you trust in him? Do you believe in that he created you? That which he gave you is the best? Tumas Yishom Tanchem. That's what's going to happen to you. If you trust in him, you're going to have the best life going. You're going to enjoy life to its maximum. You'll get it all. You want to be somewhere in between? Maxiba, is it worth it now? Okay, no, it won't be worth it. You'll see. It's going to be hard for you. Selah Bergdin Yishadim. Yeah, it's going to be like Sirtzach for the murder and like Sinav. A person doesn't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't come to Kabbalah Satura with the Tmimus and with the Ahava, with the Bren, with out of love. Is it, yes, worth it? So I'll accept it partially. Ahin and Aher. Selah Bergdin Yishadim. He'll find his challenges, he'll find his misyoinis, and until Nebuch eventually, it might take him 50 whatever years till he come to realize, oi. Ashrei Adam Shalosh Kocheko Ben Adam Yisam Mitzboch. But it's a little too late. He lost the best years of his life in between. And that's in the good situation when we'll come to realize. And he still has some time. And not the last day or after his last day when he realized that he wasted his life and he lost the special opportunity, the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every individual, the life that he's given him. Derech HaTorah is the best. Torah is the best Eschara. There's nothing better. And that was what Klal Yisrael made that choice back then. And it was so good for them. Tumas Yishorim Tanchem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Kindalach, Prepare yourselves. Appreciate the Torah that I'm giving you. Chas v'sholom, don't fall. You shouldn't chas v'sholom be in a matzav of v'selav bogdim yishadim. When we prepare ourselves for Shavuos, we have to know we have to prepare. Every good thing needs a hachana. Tonight we're beginning the last week, the last stretch. You have another 8.5 days to go. Let's come to Shavuos prepared. Emotionally, spiritually, every yochid, learn up sugyas. Everyone knows the points, how he can inspire himself, how he can prepare himself for Shavuos in a better way. And harving in the Tog Teglach sugyas and the sugyas in Ashoil and by Levimoy with Alalom Deshele Zachen, etc., with an extra brand and a special gishmak. Different areas of every yochid should work on himself to prepare himself what he knows will inspire him. We should come to Shavuos inspired, and we should be zoiche to be makabel the Torah with a simcha atzuma, with the tmimus and kederech ha'oisim meyahavo.